The Red Cross in Houston says the Astrodome is already full. Officials there had announced plans to take in 23,000 refugees from New Orleans. But by early this morning, after accepting some 11,000 refugees, they stopped letting people in. That's left busloads of angry, tired, and hungry people wondering where they'll end up next. NPR's Robert Smith is outside the Astrodome, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, the Red Cross just underestimated the challenge of dealing with this flood of refugees. You have to remember, it was just 24 hours ago when a Red Cross official told me that maybe they could do 45,000 people. And then yesterday, that was quickly downgraded to 23,000. And then last night, after just 11,000 people, we started to hear stories of shortage of food and clothing inside, no cots left, not enough volunteers. And then the fire marshal apparently declared that it was a threat to the safety and the health of the people and the comfort, really, of the people inside, and that no one else should be let into the actual dome itself. Now, the problem, of course, was that there were hundreds of buses on the way from New Orleans, and they were going to turn those buses away, but eventually decided to let the buses in and to open up an adjacent building and quickly retrofit that as an extra refugee camp.
And tell us what the scene was like there.
It was just chaotic. I mean, there was 150, 160 buses there at the same time in this sort of massive traffic jam in the parking lot in front of the Astrodome. And you have to imagine that these refugees had traveled 6-7 hours from New Orleans, and you know, goodness knows what happened to them before that. And they were, you know, 100 yards from the Astrodome, and yet they weren't allowed out of the buses. And at one point, they just poured out of the buses and then threw themselves down on the pavement just to stretch out and to try and sleep. And the police came around and said, you're not going to be able to get into this new facility unless you get back on the buses. And so they eventually rounded them back up and sat them on the buses for hours as they slowly moved through this traffic jam to try and get into this new building, which, by the way, has very few facilities in it for refugees.
Jeez, what an ordeal. You've been talking, of course, to the refugees. What are they telling you about what's happening inside the Astrodome?
Well, I mean, the first thing you hear from the people who have actually made it inside the Astrodome is it's so much better, obviously, than the Superdome in New Orleans or anything, frankly, in New Orleans. But just last night, we started to hear some complaints. There were a couple families that were leaving because there weren't enough cots. Another person was leaving because they had had all of their clothing that they had with them stolen in there. Apparently, the tensions are high. There's not enough clothing and a shortage of towels. You know, at one point, a doctor came out and said that he felt that there weren't enough health volunteers, enough doctor volunteers in there, and the fact that there was a health crisis inside the Astrodome.
Well, just briefly, tens of thousands of refugees headed towards Houston. Now what? Where are they going to go, all of them?
No one really knows. I mean, Dallas and San Antonio have each offered to accept 25,000 each, although an official in Dallas told me last night that they don't really know where they're going to put them. They say they're just going to kind of wing it and open facilities as they need them.
Thanks very much, NPR's Robert Smith, outside the Astrodome in Houston.